Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
All this week on WBUR's Morning Edition, in All Things Considered and on Radio Boston, we're examining what makes a good educator in a series we're calling Making an A-plus Teacher. We've heard the latest thinking on what traits good teachers have and the debate over how teachers should be evaluated. Today we cover the bad. In a moment, we'll hear about how disruptive students can derail a class. But first, bad teachers. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov explains why teachers who get low marks from their principals are still left in the classroom, especially in Boston public schools.
Ask any student if they've had a bad teacher, and they'll tell you stories. I sat down with a few Boston high school students after school where they worked together on a magazine for teens.
So I've had this teacher, and she'll, like, cry in class. For, like, the whole...
I've had those.
For the whole entire period, like, crying about her life and how much they don't do nothing for her at the school. Like, if you feel that way, why not just quit?
Okay, so this is my math teacher. So he would make us do the homework and then somewhat teach us the next day what the homework was on. What he would teach us would be like the bare minimum. And then on the tests, he'll give us like the extremely hard questions that he never went over in class because he spent the entire class talking about his life and how he played soccer as a child.
That's Ahis Osifo, a sophomore at Boston Latin, and Deshauna Temple, a sophomore at Hyde Park High. And they know the lemons. You see, there's this phenomenon that's happening in Boston public schools, and it's called the Dance of the Lemons. Essentially, it's moving bad teachers around to different schools instead of firing them. It goes like this. I'm the principal, and I have a teacher who isn't making the grade, but I think it would be too hard to help them improve. So instead of giving them a bad performance review, I give them a satisfactory evaluation and strongly suggest they volunteer to go into what's called the excess pool, a pool of excess teachers. Schools must select from the excess pool when hiring new teachers. And that is the Dance of the Lemons.
Well, I have heard that terminology.
Boston Superintendent Carol Johnson.
What we're trying to do is stop the dance, not move people from place to place, but expect principals and headmasters to do a high-quality review and make the tough decision.
Although Boston's not the only district that shifts around bad teachers, it's been a known problem here for a while. Johnson's predecessor, Thomas Paizant, who led BPS for 11 years and is now at the Harvard Graduate School of Education, says he knows it went on under his tenure. But he's sympathetic to principals who don't have the time it takes to document and fire bad teachers.
The amount of work that a principal has to do with data and other evidence of lack of performance and meeting standards can take hours and hours of time.
5 years ago, under Paizant, Boston Public Schools only fired 12 teachers in 1 year. The rate has steadily improved under Johnson as she works to conduct more evaluations, the cornerstone of removing a teacher. Last year, 57 teachers were fired or resigned due to bad evaluations. That's still only around 1% of teachers fired each year, when the statewide average is 8%.
Okay.
Johnson pulls out a bright orange book the size of a small paperback. It's the 255-page union contract.
So on page 83 and 84 of the teacher's contract, it spells out in great detail.
Johnson explains the procedures to get a tenured teacher fired are really complicated. A principal must start by rating a teacher unsatisfactory and then document why they are considered failing. This can be subjective because the state has never used student test scores in teacher evaluation. New regulations will require principals to use them in the future. And this proposed new system will also speed up the firing process, but only if administrators take that first step. And Johnson knows many don't, and thus bad teachers are tolerated in the classroom.
Right now, our process is somewhat cumbersome. You have to go through so many steps, meet so many deadlines, that it makes it really hard to get through the process, and so that's very frustrating.
It's only cumbersome if you're lazy.
Richard Stutman is president of the Boston Teachers Union.
It takes I think, a reasonably sophisticated administrator who is somewhat diligent, 2 or 3 hours to do a full evaluation of an unsatisfactory or a needs improvement teacher. I don't really think that's an onerous responsibility.
Stuttman says for bad teachers to be called lemons because they are in the excess pool is insulting because they haven't done anything wrong.
It is impossible to get into the excess pool if you have an unsatisfactory. But the school department can't have it both ways. They employ the principals. The principals have all sorts of authority under the state ed reform law. And if they give the person a satisfactory, then shame on them for calling that person a lemon. They should look in the mirror.
There's a lot of blame to go around. Only 41 out of nearly 5,000 teachers were rated as unsatisfactory by their principals in the 2008-2009 school year. That's according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Also, one quarter of schools didn't turn in a single evaluation for a 2-year period. Johnson says she is beefing up the evaluation system with a team of people dedicated to help principals. Studies show outstanding teachers produce higher-performing students. Boston students Brittany Edwards and Ehi Sosifo agree.
Good teachers, I feel like they just take the extra mile that they're not required to take, but that just makes them so much better. Like ones that push you and make learning fun.
I feel like the best teachers, like when you graduate from high school, they're the ones you remember.
And the bad teachers, unfortunately, can be hard to forget. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.